This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. I am so strong, nothing can disturb my peace of mind. I am so strong, nothing can disturb my peace of mind. In our instant illumination this morning, let's consider that we are so strong that nothing can disturb our peace of mind. I talk health and happiness and prosperity. That's my peace of mind. I talk health, happiness, and prosperity. That's my peace of mind. I make my friends feel that there is something in them. I make my friends feel that there's something very special in them. And my friends delight in my presence. My friends delight in my peace of mind because they too feel very good and very, very much at peace with themselves. I look at the sunny side of everything. People sometimes smile at me when I'm looking at the sunny side of everything and they say, oh, come on now. Everything can't be wonderful like that. And I say, oh, yes, it is. In fact, it's even more wonderful than that. For I am just smiling at the sunny side of everything. I haven't really turned it over to see the other side, which is even more glorious than the sunny side. And how could that be? Because I look at the sunny side of everything. I think only the best. That's a real challenge sometimes. I think only the best. How can I think the best when things are kind of rough and things are a little bit disenchanting sometimes? How can I think the best? An interesting situation, isn't it? Well, I think the best by being the best. I think the best by living the best. I think the best by experiencing and enjoying the best. I look at everything in life as quality. I look at everything in life as something very, very super valuable, something so fantastic that it just, you can, it's a treasure that is you cannot put a dollar sign on it. It's uncountable. It's unbelievable. Yes, I think only the best. And I know only the best. And I am only the best. And isn't it wonderful? You are too. Everyone is when we think only the best. When we start to think something other than the best, then those are the experiences we create in our world, and it's a foolish thing to do. When we know that if we think only the best, that's what we'll experience. I am just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own success. Why is this so? My goodness sake, this is so because everyone is my reflection. Everyone is my creation. I look upon my family, and they're my creation. I look upon my children, they're my creation. I look upon the people in my world, my aunts and uncles and cousins and grandmas and grandpas and mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and on, and associates. I look at all these people. They're my creation. Now, what sort of associates do I create in my work? Do I create people just like me who are fabulous and wonderful and loving and sharing? Why not? I am just as enthusiastic about the success of my creation or others as I am about my own. And why shouldn't I be? Because that's kind of exciting, isn't it? That's really wonderfully exciting. And it's where it's all at and what it's all about. I forget the mistakes of the past and profit by them. How do we forget the mistakes of the past and profit by them? Well, if we forget the mistakes of the past, how do we profit by it? We've forgotten it. Well, that's perhaps the big thing to do. You hear people say, been there, done that, been there, done that, been there, done that, and you like to just smack them right in the face. Knock it off, for goodness sakes. Not been there, done that. I've been there, and it was wonderful. And now I want to do it again. I want to do it differently this time. I want to do it with more imagination, more enthusiasm, more joy. Smash him in the face? Where'd that come from? My goodness sakes. I forget the mistakes of the past and profit by them by living in the present. I forget the mistakes of the past and profit by them by living in the present. By living in the present. I forget those mistakes. Everything that was a second ago, a minute ago, an hour ago, a day ago, whatever. It's like it never happened. Because I am here where I am, the beautiful being that I am, and I'm living in the now. I'm living this moment. I wear a cheerful countenance and I give a smile to everyone I meet. Can you do that? I love doing that. I love smiling at everyone I meet because a lot of times it just shakes them up. They say, oh, wow, aren't you a friendly person? How wonderful. Gee, how do you get to be so friendly? How can you smile at everyone, you know? Aren't there some people on earth that are just not worth smiling at? Nope. I wouldn't create them. I wouldn't create anyone on earth that I didn't want to smile at. Would you? I only create people I want to smile at, and I enjoy smiling at, and I do smile at. And that's the whole cotton-picking world. That's my world. I created it, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I am too large for worry and too noble for anger. I am too large for worry and too noble for anger. Ah, yes. As I think about that, wow, that's a beautiful, fabulous statement. These statements are so fantastic because what do they say? What do they reveal? They reveal my highest nature. They reveal my highest attitude about myself and my world. They reveal me at the ultimate of my best. Wow, how great that is. How great that is. I am too large for worry. I haven't time for worry. I haven't time to be concerned about things. I only know that all is in divine order right now. And I am too noble for anger. Would I ever lose my temper? Would I ever let myself down when I didn't want to do it? One of my students wrote and said that she sometimes loses her cool, and her dogs love her very, very, very much, and they also fear her, because when she gets angry and loses her cool, then the dogs think that she's going to hurt them. And here, her dogs that she loves with all her heart and soul and being, and the dogs who love her with immeasurable love, have a feeling of fear toward her because sometimes she loses her temper. My goodness. Even those who love us don't understand when we lose our temper. So I am too noble for anger. I am too noble. I would never do that to myself or my creation, to be angry at them. Oh, we might pretend, but even pretending isn't just that great. We want to let that go and be happy. I am too strong for fear. I am too strong for fear. Mine. What a glorious statement. What a glorious statement. I'm too strong for fear. And being too strong for fear, we are too strong for it. It means nothing to us. It means not one little bit that we'll be limited. But it means that we will have all revealed in and through us in wonderful, glorious ways. Think about that. That's pretty, pretty wonderful. Pretty fantastic. Pretty marvelous. I am too happy to permit the presence of trouble. I am too happy to permit the presence of trouble. People come to me and ask for treatment. They ask for practitioner treatment. and they want to tell me what their problem is so that I'll understand and then I'll be able to treat beneficially to them. I say, please, 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 don't tell me what the trouble is. I don't want to be in the presence of the trouble. I only want to be in the presence of the solution. What would you like to experience? What would you like to be? What would you like to have in your world? That's what we're talking about. And anytime there was a discussion and they talked about the troubles, they talked about the problems, I was no longer there. So long as anyone wants to talk about a problem, I am no longer there. So long as someone wants to talk about their solutions, I am there with my total support, with my total encouragement, and with my recognition that it is already done. We have very little that we have to do in our life. The only thing that we have to do is to be ourselves and have fun. The only thing we have to do is to be so strong that nothing can disturb our peace of mind. And the way we do that is to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Say it again and again and again. And let that wonderful consciousness be revealed in and through you right now. That consciousness of I like me. For that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day. Think wonderful thoughts and live in this instant illumination. For I love you. I love you. I love you.